Hello, everybody. Many years for the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. Good news. Do pray for the handmaid of God, Irene. I just got back from a trip to Oklahoma, our mission in Oklahoma. And we baptized little Irene over the weekend. So pray for her and her sponsor, Mary, and her parents, Father Peter and Monica Genevieve. All right, so a very good question came in last week, which I've been thinking about since it came in. It was several days ago now, about the nature of suffering. And I'm going to read the question, and then I'd like to explain what I want to do in answering the question over probably the next week or so. So this was the question that came in. Bless, thank you very much, Father John. We are so grateful for these audios. I have always been confused about the difference between what God allows, the providence of God, and God's will. That's just a personal confusion, perhaps a kind of denial even. For example, when I think about the worst thing imaginable, like, God forbid, a child getting kidnapped and hurt, obviously that is not God's will, God forbid. But was it his providence? For sure, he allowed such things when they have happened, as he can and has prevented such horrors many, many times out of his mercy and love for us. Glory to God. May our Savior have mercy on my unworthiness in all things and improper understanding of how to approach this topic. I'm going to leave the name aside because it's a bit of a personal question. Well, it's not personal, but it's a deep question. And I don't want to embarrass the person who wrote it. But I did want to read it because the way they set it up is very good and important. Okay, so now this is such an important topic. So as I said, when it came in several days back, it made me stop and think. What is the best way to deal with this topic? That is to say, there is a simple, straightforward answer to these questions. So there's a set of answers that Orthodox theologians often give in response to these sorts of questions. But for me, as a pastor, I ask myself, will that really give us what we need? For yes, we must understand. Yet we also must be able to think and live in accordance with understanding. So to address this issue, I would like to consider the various parts of the problem in a series, like I said, roughly over the next week or so. With this in mind, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Since, after all, we are looking to consider God and his providence, let's have a look at a passage in Romans that we read just the other day, last week actually. The Holy Apostle Paul writes, quote, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and to him are all things." To whom be glory forever. Amen. Sorry, my 4-year-old came in while I was reading that. Now, before we turn to any commentary, and we will not actually turn to a commentary on this particular passage at the moment for today, but let's consider each part of the passage closely. St. Paul considers the mind of God, contrasting it with our own. Thus he says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord?" Now here we have to observe, right off the bat, the mind of God is infinite. The mind of man is finite. Man knows some things. God knows all things. Now notice how St. Paul goes on. He asks, "Who hath been his counselor?" That is to say, who is in any position to tell God what to think or to do? Indeed, such a thing, to question God, is both brazen and foolish. Brazen, as it is not our place, foolish, as it is impossible for us to comprehend the mind of God. I hope that you do not misunderstand me. I am not saying that the original question that came in was bad. On the contrary, it's an excellent question. I do want, however, the proper frame of mind with which to begin our consideration of the question. For the Proverbs say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the beginning of such fear is the recognition of the awesomeness of God, his power and might, his ineffability, his immeasurable love for us. And that's what I want to leave with you with today, is a sentiment about how to approach such deep, lofty, meaningful questions. The question is about suffering, but we need to prepare our hearts, as it were, to consider it, not simply in a theological way from the academic perspective, but in a way that really will impact us and allow us to both recognize the truth as it relates to suffering in the world and God's providence and what God allows, and in such a way that we can live in accordance with such understanding. So I'm going to leave that there. It's a shorter post than usual. We're not going to completely forego the usual readings, but this question will be the primary focus of our podcast for the, probably, like I say, roughly the next week or so, 5 to 7 days, maybe a little longer. We'll see where God takes us. All right, God bless you, and we'll be back tomorrow, God willing.